It's time now for Tiger Talk Overtime.
There's a price to pay to win a championship. How we practice is how we're going to play. It's time. It's time. It's time all these distractions in, and we start getting to work and start doing it the right way.
Nobody split. Give the ball up and over, and in, I believe. Second effort by Bo Jackson. He just got hit behind the line of scrimmage. Everybody knew what was coming. Alabama knew what was coming. Bo Jackson just on sheer effort got it in.
Out of shotgun, Patrick Nix. Alabama bringing everybody. Nix is going to float one for Sanders. Sanders, oh, he caught it at the two, and he dived in. Touchdown, Auburn! Touchdown, Auburn! Oh, my goodness!
Darnell Williams at the tailback. They'll hand it off to Williams up the middle. 25, cuts it inside. 30, 35, 40. There goes Cadillac. To the 50, to the 40, to the 30, to the 20, to the 15, 10. Go crazy, Cadillac! Go crazy! Touchdown!
Davis! Oh, my God!
Davis is going to run it all the way back! Auburn's going to win the football game! Auburn's going to win the football game! He ran the missed field goal back! He ran it back 109 yards! They're not going to keep him off the field tonight!
Have fun doing it. You play hard, you play smart, and you have fun. That's how you play the game. You communicate on the field. You take care of each other.
First down and 10, just inside of midfield. Here's Cam on the fake, right up the middle, breaks a tackle at the 40, stays on his feet, 35-30, 25-20. Peterson, the one man to beat at the 5. He is in! Touchdown, Auburn! Flash that smile, Cam.
Byron waits for the snap into place. There it is. The kick is up. The kick is good! Auburn wins! 22-19!
You come into our house, you got no chance. You got no chance. And we start and we play like that from start to finish. And you're going to know you played us. You're the most physical team every time we play at home.
Tiger Talk Overtime is presented by Will2, number one in quality and safe work for industry. To be a part of the show, call the Morgan Bradley Alpha Insurance Tiger Line now at 343-0106. Live from the Voodoo Wing Company on Old Shell Road, across from USA, here's your host, Doug Holton.
And welcome into the show, everyone. Doug Holton with you on Tiger Talk Overtime. Glad you're with us for a new season as the Auburn Tigers get ready for Akron in the opener next week. Tonight, we'll get you ready for that. And we're excited about the new era and our new partner here doing the show from the Voodoo Wing Company on Old Shell Road across from the South Alabama campus. Come by and see us and get some great wings, all different kinds of flavors and dips, beverages, sides, whatever you need, and certainly whatever you need for your tailgating experience watching professional or college football. A little bit later in the show tonight, we'll be talking with Dontarius Thomas, former Auburn linebacker and also former Auburn center and All-American Reese Dismukes about the offensive line and more. Well, yesterday, Coach Brian Harsin took to the mic addressing the COVID-19 situation, which some people have made into a controversy in the last few days. He made his stance very clear.
I am not anti-vaccine, and any narrative along those lines is misinformed. I fully support the choice for anyone to vaccinate. Also support getting reliable data-driven information into the hands of those who still have questions about the vaccine. The most important, you know, is the safety of our players and the safety of the people in our building. And just know this, we can't issue mandates to our student athletes. You know, and I understand this. To be Alabama law, I understand that. You know, we cannot mandate vaccinations to our players. Other states and universities can. We can't do that. So that's not a football coach's decision. As of right now, based off my timeline, I should return to the facility on Monday of this next week. So in time for game week and preparing our team for that week of practice. No other coaches or players were quarantined based off my test result. That's due to our, in part of our mitigation protocols that we have in place that we've been following. So I'm proud of that.
And so the comments of Coach Brian Harsin, and we'll see how the COVID-19 virus affects the team as they head toward week one next week against Akron. Also, the most interesting comments I heard from the press conference yesterday, Coach Brian Harsin talking about his quarterbacks. Of course, Bo Nix has been the starter the past couple of seasons, T.J. Finley coming in from LSU, and there are some others that have been impressed in the last few days. But it didn't seem like Coach Harsin was ready to give Bo Nix the starting nod in game one quite yet. Listen to these comments and see what you think. And, of course, we'll be discussing this all show long tonight. Call us and tell us what you think. Here is Coach Brian Harsin yesterday.
Well, right now, Bo and TJ, you know, those two guys are at the top. Bo is rolling with the Blues right now, so he's taking the number one reps. And, you know, just like I said before, going back to that second scrimmage, you know, I thought Bo did a great job. Just, you know, the third downs, the decision making, those have been emphasized by Coach Bobo. And I feel like TJ has really come on. TJ's starting to, you know, I think he's played, but he hadn't been in this system through the spring and didn't have all that time. So just through the practices that we've had, you know, things are starting to click for TJ. I like where he's at. I like his mentality. I think TJ's got really good command in the huddle, and Bo's done a great job of that as well. So, you know, both those guys have been pushing each other. And but Bo is rolling with the Blues right now. We played a game right now. Bo would be starting.
It's time now for the Old Time Feed, old-fashioned Auburn Drive of the Week. Brought to you by Old Time Feed and Fairhope. Taking care of our friends never goes out of style.
Hello, this is Cecil Christenberry of Old Time Feed and Garden Supply in Fairhope. And we're very excited to once again bring you the Old Time, Old-Fashioned Drive of the Week here on Tiger Talk Overtime with Doug Holton. Be sure to tune in each week immediately after Tiger Talk on 106.5, the home of Auburn Tigers football.
All right, Cecil, great to have you back with us on Tiger Talk Overtime again. It's exciting. I think we're going to have some much better drives this year.
Hey, Doug, I'm counting on that. I am, too. We're excited to be back. I'm glad the show's still on the air, brother. You're doing a great job. Thank you for allowing us to participate.
Yeah. Appreciate that. And we were just talking a little bit about the Auburn family and what that means to all the alumni and the fans and everybody that heads to the Plains on the weekend.
You know, there's a lot of uncertainty, unknowns this year with a new coach and a new program and all that, but I was very excited yesterday, in fact, to read an article on AL.com by the famous Joseph Goodman. And Doug, you remember that was a fellow that kind of hit us pretty hard the week before about vaccinations and Coach Harsin. But he really did a good job, and I would recommend people look that up, AL.com. His story, it deals with Coach Cliff Story, who is the head coach of Lynette High School. That's in Chambers County, just north of Auburn, correct?
Right.
That's right. He has a son, Caden, who's a senior this year, 6'4", 250-pound defensive end. He's a Russian, a bull rusher, if you will. Yeah. He's committed to Auburn.
Runs like a receiver.
Come on. He's got the skill set of a quarterback. So, I mean, there's a lot of good things about this boy. In fact, it's mentioned that Caden's brother, Kristen, is a sophomore defensive back at the University of Alabama. But did I tell you, Caden has committed to Auburn. But the point of the story was the family atmosphere that is alive and well at Auburn University within the football program, and I hope within all athletics, that Coach Harsin has come in and has really, I think, upped the ante a little bit. So I'm very excited about the unknowns of this football season.
And thanks very much, Cecil Christenberry. Always great to have him with us and a part of the show here on Tiger Talk Overtime. Again, it's Thursday night, and we are live at the Voodoo Wing Company off Old Shell Road, right across from the South Alabama campus. If you'd like to come out and join us, do so. Grab some wings here and some great sides and sauces and beverages. We'd love to have you out here and have you a part of the show here on Tiger Talk Overtime. In just a couple of minutes, we're going to start things off. We hope your phone calls as well. 343-0106 is our phone number tonight. as always, and we're going to be talking with former Auburn Tiger Dontarius Thomas in just a moment as we continue the show. And later on in the show, Reese Dismukes will be with us as well. So stay with us, and we'll be right back on Tiger Talk Overtime in just a minute. All right, I guess we're here for another couple seconds. But anyway, a big lineup for you tonight. We've got Dontarius Thomas. We've got Reese Dismukes. We've got your phone calls. And also at the bottom of the hour, we'll have the Horizon Financial halftime show for you. There's the music. I couldn't hear it before. I thought it was on. Anyway, we'll be right back on Tiger Talk Overtime. Join us with your phone calls, 343-0106, as the Auburn Tigers get ready for the 2021 season. We'll be right back after this.
Welcome back to Tiger Talk Overtime, presented by Will2, number one in quality and safe work for industry. To be a part of the show, call the Morgan Bradley Alpha Insurance Tiger Line now, 343-0106. Now, back to the Voodoo Wing Company on Old Shell Road and Doug Holton.
All right, thanks very much. We're back here at the Voodoo Wing Company on a Thursday night in Tiger Talk Overtime, and we'd love to have you be a part of the show. 343-0106 is our number tonight as we enjoy all the wings and festivities here. The owner, Michael Dagley, is with us, and Michael, great to have you alongside. Thanks for having us out. Incredible place you have here, and great for football season.
Doug, thanks so much. We're really excited to have you guys part of the Voodoo family this football season. It really meshes well with Voodoo since we have locations in both Auburn and Mobile. So we are really excited to be a part of this broadcast this season.
Yeah, it's great having the place in Auburn. I know talking to my friends up there, they all go to Voodoo Wing Company and get their tailgate food, so it works out nicely if you're coming from Mobile.
Definitely. We have had the store in Auburn since 2015. We were rated the best wings in Auburn the last 5 years, and we've really grown up there. We feed a lot of the football team.
Yeah.
We feed the basketball team on a regular basis with Coach Pearl. And we're excited about this season.
Yeah, I had some of the lemon pepper and garlic last time I was in. Fantastic wings, as you mentioned. Let's welcome in a friend of yours who is also involved in the Voodoo Wing Company. Dontarius Thomas, a former Auburn linebacker, is with us, I think, on the phone line. And Dontarius, welcome into the show. Great to have you with us, and hope you're doing well.
Thank you. I appreciate you all allowing me to come on, and hope all is well with you all as well.
Absolutely. I know you've had some of the great wings at Voodoo Wing Company.
Oh, yeah, of course. Definitely. I mean, it's one of those, speaking with my partners, Jan and Mike, when they brought me on to the business, tried them out, and I was like, this is fantastic. So, of course, I have to get my feeling every time I go back to Auburn and stop in and throw them
absolutely
to my friends. Yeah.
Absolutely. I understand you're doing a little coaching now down in Tampa, is that right?
Yes, sir. I coach at Tampa Catholic High School. This is my second year. Coach linebackers and help with the D coordinator.
Are you enjoying that on the high school level? How is that for you after playing on the college level and the National Football League? How is coaching in high school?
It's been great. I've been blessed to come to a strong program. Tampa Catholic is known for their football tradition, so I have some great athletes. Got a few guys that are Auburn are actually recruiting at the moment. So it's been a good transition. I'm still competitive. So I definitely enjoyed it and fell in love with it.
Tell me a little bit about this Auburn Tiger football team, a brand new era, a brand new coach in Coach Brian Harsin. The defense looks pretty solid this year. A couple of question marks up front, perhaps, but it seems like they've filled the gaps. They've got some JUCO guys coming in and some new faces that look to be even making that Auburn defense better up front.
Yeah, from looking at them, they've like you say, got some new guys, some new key pieces. They seem to be fitting well so far in this system. I think the coaches have done a great job of getting the guys and rallying them around a common goal, and that's to be aggressive and be play Auburn football's traditional defense. The D coordinator, Mason, is that? I think that's his name.
Yes, Derek Mason.
Derek Mason. One thing about Derek, I actually was in Minneapolis with the Vikings when he was up there. So I have a rapport with Derek Mason briefly when I was up in Minneapolis. So it was great to see him when he got the job down here at Auburn, because I know what type coach he is and what he's going to bring to the table. So I'm really looking forward to, you know, seeing this Auburn defense step it up this year, and hopefully can take us far in the season.
Yeah. And speaking of Derek Mason, tell me a little bit, what do you think about him, and how important is it for the guys that are playing at Auburn now that are in college to have someone with that NFL experience like Coach Mason and Coach Eason and the guys that are up there now that are on the defensive staff?
I think it's very important. It's kind of you getting the firsthand experience at a level early, like pre. A lot of those guys that plan on the defense, I'm sure that they have aspiration and goals of playing at the next level. Where here you got coaches that have been to that next level that can tell you and show you what it takes to get to that next level and motivate you and mold you in a scheme that, you know, can make you successful. So to have them come in with that experience and to look at them and be like, hey, they've been to the mountaintop. So, you have that kind of you just have a sense of knowing that they know what's going to happen and knowing how to put us in the right position to make plays. So you have confidence in their leadership, and you take lead and follow them. So I think it's been a great, great pull.
Yeah. We're talking with Dontarius Thomas, former Auburn Tiger, here on Tiger Talk Overtime. Glad you're with us. 343-0106 is our number if you'd like to join us and ask DT a question. Dontarius, a couple of interesting things at the press conference yesterday as far as the Auburn football team. Number one, the permanent captains for this year, two guys from defense, and Owen Papo and Chandler Wooten, which I don't think I've seen in all the years I've been following Auburn. That's an interesting situation. It kind of tells you where this team might be heading.
Yeah, it's different, I know. But, you know, that's the way the coaches see it. You know, I'm sure those people that they've chosen was chosen for a reason. You know, they seem to be the one that stepped out. You know, when you have a new era coming in, you kind of start doing your own. You want to kind of do things differently, shift the culture. You know, it's nothing wrong with that because, you know, you need that spark. Sometimes you need a new type of feeling to the building. So by having those guys step up and be leaders and captains coming from the defense and being permanent, you know that there are guys that the team can look to for experience and for help and just for guidance to go out there and play some Auburn football.
DT Michael is here with us. I know you guys are friends. He has a question for you, I think.
Hey, Mike.
No. Oh, hey, DT. How's it going?
Good. How you doing?
Good. When are you going to run the drive through in Auburn this year? We need it bad up there.
Well, you know, I'm known for my drive through skills. Maybe we can get down on my bye week. I get back up there for a drive through appearance. You know, I just have to learn the whole point of sale system again. But I'm pretty sure I can dust off the old, you know, old cash register and get back out there and do a good job of it.
when we first opened, DT was running the drive-through in Las Vegas, and he would never run it before about noon or 1 o'clock, but he was running it one day, and this guy came to pay, and he looked through the window and kept giving him funny faces. And
how do you remember that?
The guy finally said, sir, didn't you play in the NFL? And I think it was your video guy from the Vikings. He said, that was a funny day to say the least.
Yeah. The look that he gave me was like, okay, you play the way you run of those guys that blew your money because you working in a drive-through at a fast food restaurant. I'm like, yeah, I did, but you know, I'm one of the owners, so we out here opening up a new store. So it was kind of a good experience.
Yeah, that's interesting. I bet you draw a big crowd in Auburn when you do that. DT, talk about these Auburn linebackers. I think that's maybe going to be the focus of the team this year with Zakobi McLean and Chandler Wooten coming back this year after not playing a year ago. Now he's a permanent captain. And, of course, Owen Papo at linebacker as well. Those three guys together, a pretty tough crew. That could be the best linebacking core maybe in the SEC.
Yeah, they definitely have the capability and the talent to be the top-rated linebacker core in the SEC. I think having Wooten back after a year off is going to be key for us in our success because, you know, he's been there. He's one of those leaders and proven by him being a permanent captain that he knows what it takes to win. So you have that experience that's also coming into play with the other guys who have good athletic ability, speed, and aggression. So I think our linebacker core has a chance to step up and put Auburn's defense back on notice. Like, hey, we're one of the top in the nation and that we can get the job done. Even if our offense doesn't put us points on the board, we can put points on the board. We can do what we need to do. Not saying that our offense won't, because I feel I have every confidence that our offense will have a chance to put a lot of points on the board. But it's nice to know that you have a solid defense in them post-cut SEC battle games where that you can lean on the defense if you need them to win a game.
Right. I think I saw on the TV here that Auburn was predicted to win 7.2 games this season in 2021. What do you think? Is that realistic, or do you think they can do a little better?
I'd say they can do a little bit better. You know, when you have a new coaching staff and everything, it's a lot of questions in the air. So I understand that they know people are kind of like on edge, like what we actually going to be able to show, because they don't know what scheme, how the coach is going to be able to transition from the old things that they learned from the previous staff to the new staff. So I understand, like, you know, it's a lot easier, but based on the talent and the amount of people that we have and the key positions that we have filled, and also, you know, this coaching has a rich tradition of winning, too. So we have some qualified coaches that are known to get players in the right position and to play some winning football. So I definitely feel that we can come out and do a little bit better than what they're projecting.
Yeah, I think so, too. And the good start is going to be key to that with the first couple of ball games, and then Penn State, LSU, and Georgia. Well, Dontarius, thanks for taking time out of your night to join us tonight. We certainly appreciate it. Always good to talk to you, and hopefully we'll see you on the plains this fall.
Thank you. I appreciate it. But before I go, I just want to let y'all know, anytime you guys are in Auburn for the football game, make sure you stop on at Buddha Wings. It's not too far from the interstate off College Street. So, yeah, come check us out. Maybe you'll see me in a drive-thru or not.
All right, taking us into break. We'll be back with more on Tiger Talk Overtime right after this short break. Stay with us.
Welcome back to Tiger Talk Overtime, presented by Will2, number one in quality and safe work for industry. To be a part of the show, call the Morgan Bradley Alpha Insurance Tiger Line now, 343-0106. Now, back to the Voodoo Wing Company on Old Shell Road and Doug Holton.
And welcome back to the show, everyone. Doug Holton with you on Tiger Talk Overtime as we continue along getting you ready for the Auburn Tigers 2021 football season. We're here at the Voodoo Wing Company on Old Shell Road across from the University of South Alabama campus. So come on out and join us. Grab some wings and a beverage and a side and enjoy some great football. And don't forget to get all your tailgating needs taken care of this weekend at the Voodoo Wing Company. It's time now for the Horizon Financial Halftime Report, brought to you by Horizon Financial. We invite you to connect with us and experience the Horizon difference. We're visiting with the president of Horizon Financial now, Mr. Henry Hardy, Coach Henry Hardy. And Henry, great to have you with us on Tiger Talk Overtime this year.
I really look forward to working with you this year.
I know you spent some years on the plains at Auburn as a coach. Take us back a little bit there, your years in the 1970s and what the game was like then.
Of course, I went to Auburn as a manager on the football team. I wrote Coach Jordan a letter and told him I'd like to be a manager. He never wrote me back, but there was a day in the summer of my senior year, after my senior year, that Coach Gene Lorendo called and said, hey, if you're coming to Auburn, you got to be here Monday for your student orientation. And if you don't, if you miss that one, you're not going to get to enroll this fall. And I said, well, heck, I didn't know I could even come there. So long story short, the Lord had a better plan for me than I thought. I was able to go as a manager for the football team and got to work out with the quarterbacks during the winter. And Coach Jordan offered me a student assistant coaching job. And then he got leukemia and had to retire, and Coach Barfield, who succeeded him, honored that commitment and hired me as a student assistant, graduate assistant at Auburn. And I began to work on my master's degree while I was at Auburn. And those were great, great days and great years.
I know a lot of people talk about the old times at Auburn, the tradition with Coach Jordan and Coach Dye. And a lot of people have mentioned to me about Coach Harson that maybe he's a throwback to those type days. What do you think about the new era and the new coaching staff at Auburn?
You know, I look forward to getting to know him, but from what I've seen, he's hardcore. He is, I say hardcore. He's strict, I think, and he is going to be teaching fundamental football, and I think he's going to do fine. I think he's going to do great.
Tell me about this Auburn team a little bit. I know you've been a high school coach and a college coach at several places. What do you see coming into this season? Does Auburn have enough players to get where they want to go?
You know, I don't know if they do or not because that has to do with injuries and a lot of things you can't predict. This COVID changes the game. But Auburn is strong. I think they may be stronger than people realize, in my opinion. I think if you look at positions, you know, there's a great competition at quarterback, and I think Bo Nix is going to do well, but he better because that T.J. Finley's a very talented kid. I think our running backs are very talented, and Bixby is preseason All-SEC or maybe All-American as a pick. Tight ends and receivers I think are solid, and, of course, linebackers may be the strength of Auburn. They got a lot of good defensive front guys. And their secondary could be very strong and very good. I think a lot of it will have to do with injuries and this COVID. How healthy can we be?
Absolutely. I think that's a key because Auburn's got to stay healthy this year because of the numbers. Well, Henry, it's exciting to have you with us this year on the show. We look forward to talking more and visiting with you and finding out more about not only your football experience but your experience at Horizon Financial here.
And I look forward to talking about how to invest money and how to retire one day comfortably.
I want to take a minute to tell you about Henry Hardy and Horizon Financial, a company built on knowledge, personal service, and integrity. Henry Hardy has over 32 years in financial services. Henry Hardy is a SmartVestor Pro utilizing Dave Ramsey's investing principles, and that tells me a lot. If you're looking for wealth management, retirement planning, call Henry Hardy and Horizon Financial, 251-625-2220, located across from the Eastern Shore Center at 1 Timber Way, Suite 100 in Daphne, Alabama. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Sage Point Financial Incorporated, SPF, member FINRA, SIPC. Working with an advisor who subscribes to the SmartVestor Pro Network cannot guarantee investment success or that financial goals will be achieved. Advisors pay a fee to belong to the SmartVestor Pro program. Dave Ramsey and the Dave Ramsey SmartVestor Pro program are not affiliated with Sage Point Financial Incorporated and are not sponsored or endorsed by Sage Point Financial Incorporated. And we continue along with Tiger Talk Overtime here at the Voodoo Wing Company on Old Shell across from the South Alabama campus. Come on out and join us tonight. Lots of great wings and great flavors on tap here tonight. Michael Dagley, the owner, is with us. And, Michael, we were talking about the wings during the break a little bit and also talking about all the great beers that you have on tap here from all around the world.
We do. We've got 18 taps or 18 beers on tap in our Mobile store. We've got a full bar here. And another convenient thing most wing restaurants in the United States don't have is we do have a drive-thru.
Yeah.
And when you're sitting in our Mobile store, you would never know that, you know, on the side of the building there is a drive-thru that stays busy day and night.
Right.
And
very important now.
It is. Yeah. It is. We've got a full bar. We've got 18 beers on tap. We've got frozen drinks all the time. Got Bushwhackers and Miami Vice and,
The whole works.
The whole works.
Yeah, so. Yeah. That's great. We invite people to come out still and join us here tonight. Plenty of time left. The whole crew is here. And, of course, this weekend or next weekend, when you make your way to the Plains, don't forget Voodoo Wing Company there. Right when you come in College Street, it's almost where the Supper Club used to
be,
right?
It is. It's about 300 feet from where the Supper Club was for many, many years.
Most people, older people, will remember that anyway.
Definitely. No, but, it was a great, great place in Auburn. And, unfortunately, we were only there with them for about 4 months before they closed and tore the place down.
Yeah. Well, thanks for having us out. And, again, we invite people to come out tonight and have some wings and have a beer and take advantage of it on the weekend in Auburn, too, at the place up there.
We appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right, Michael. Thanks. Joining us now on the Morgan Bradley Alpha Insurance Tiger Line is a familiar name to Mobile people and a former All-American for the Tigers. Reese Dismukes is on the line with us now. Reese, good evening. Thanks for being with us, and good to have you again.
Doug, what's going on, buddy?
How we doing?
Oh, I can't complain. Another day in paradise.
You getting ready for some football this year?
I guess so. It's kind of snuck up on us. It's Labor Day's next weekend, so it'll be here before we know it. I know it's been hot. I'm ready for it to cool off.
Absolutely, always ready for it to cool off when we get towards September. Tell me about the last couple of days, Reese. What has it been like for Auburn folks with the news about Coach Harsin, a little bit of controversy there, and finally having his press conference yesterday and announcing that he'll be back on Monday. It's been a little bit different, but I guess a lot of programs are going through that type of thing right now.
Yeah, I mean, looking at, his press conference yesterday, I mean, they, Coach Harsin is, I think if there's, there's a couple of different words you can use to describe him, but prepared is definitely one of them. And he's been, he had a plan in place for when this happened, as is, I'm sure, every other SEC team. I mean, that's just kind of the nature of these times. You have to have a plan in place. And, it seems that, the plan has been working. And, he can watch practice live from his house. And like he mentioned, he can see a little bit see things that maybe he couldn't see while he was there. So, overall, I'm sure their goal has been to continue to get better and, get ready. Luckily we have, we play Akron and, putting in a new system, both sides of the ball. It's good to go out there and, play games, because that's really when you learn, that's when you get better. I mean, it gets real, real quick.
Yeah, we got a couple of games. I don't want to call them cupcakes, but Akron and Alabama State to start with, and then we get serious with Penn State, LSU, and Georgia in the 3-5 slot there. And an interesting perspective that the coaches have. You're right, Reese. Several of them have been watching practice from home, and they see things maybe that they don't see when they're on the practice field. Speaking of his press conference, he did mention pretty substantially the offensive line the other day, and it seems like they are looking maybe better than last year. Too deep. He mentioned the guys that are chipping in there and a lot of seniors across the front line. So your impression of them so far, have you been keeping up with that?
To be honest with you, not too much. I haven't been up there to any fall camp practices. We were supposed to have an alumni weekend, and then COVID kind of killed that. But just looking at him from you got Brahms. I know he's coming back, and I think this is either year two or maybe even going into year three for him. But he's been around the program a while, so I think having those older guys in that leadership, and then you bring him back like Tank Bigsby back, and as long as you can run the football, that's going to help the quarterback. So I think, I don't know that it can be, worse than it was last year. But, You know, you never know. I mean, look at us in 2012. I mean, who would have thought we would have been worse than we were in 11? And, you know, then that happened. But I don't think that, you know, I don't think that's going to happen by any means. But, you know, Bo Nix is experienced and, you know, a little different from in 12 when we had, you know, Kyle Frazier and Clint Mosley and those guys kind of, you know, trying to figure it out, Jonathan Wallace. But, you know, you got two – Bobo's a great coordinator. You got Harsin, who's a quarterback guy as well. I mean, you would think we should be better at that position than we were last year. And, you know, Tank having more experience, the offensive line having more experience. You know, I mean, we should be better, you would think. You know, I mean, everybody I don't think everyone wants to assume that. I mean, obviously, we got to see it. But good
Reese,
thing
hold on to that thought just a minute. We've got to take a short break. Hold that thought, and we'll come back in just a minute, talk more about the Auburn Tigers. Tiger Talk Overtime from the Voodoo Wing Company on Thursday night. Stay with us.
Welcome back to Tiger Talk Overtime, presented by Will2, number one in quality and safe work for industry. To be a part of the show, call the Morgan Bradley Alpha Insurance Tiger Line now, 343-0106. Back to the Voodoo Wing Company on Old Sale Road and Doug Holton.
All right, thanks very much. We are back here at Voodoo Wing Company on a Thursday night and Tiger Talk Overtime, chatting with former All-American at Auburn, Reese Dismukes. And Reese, great to have you back with us for the final segment. We got a guy here named Michael Dagley that I think you used to do some fishing with. Do you remember that?
Yes. How's it going, Dagley?
How you doing, Reese? Appreciate you coming on tonight.
The Cajun ranch wings, they're the way to go.
Yeah, is that your favorite?
That is my go-to.
Reese put down a bunch of them when he was on one of the Auburn broadcasts from the Mobile store. Oh, Jay Tate.
There you go. Hey, Reese, I think we were talking a little offensive line before the break, and I was going to mention the thing that really sticks out to me about this offensive line is the seniors that Coach Harsin mentioned up front. He really talked about Austin Troxell at left tackle. He's a senior. Then you got Brandon Council, Nick Brahms, as you mentioned. Keandre Jones is a sophomore. He's the only one that Coach Harsin had on the first team in the blue unit right now. And then Bradarius Ham at right tackle. So everybody but one in that group is a senior. That makes a pretty good difference, I would think.
Yeah, I mean, that you know, those are all guys that, for the most part, that have played. So at any – I mean, the experience is key. So, I mean, I look for them to – you know, it all starts with them. So, you know, the rest of those guys, you know, the little guys, as we used to call you know, they're going to follow the big guys. So, you know, it all starts with them, and, you know, they're going to have to show up, and they're going to have to play, and they're going to have to bring everybody with them.
So they were following you when you were at Auburn? Is that what you're saying? The little guys?
Maybe so.
Hey,
for the most part.
Yeah, tell me a little bit about this quarterback race. I thought that was interesting. We played the little snippet from Coach Harsin at the beginning of the show. We talked about Bo Nix and T.J. Finley, who's coming in from LSU. It seemed like they were pretty tight going into game week next week. What's your thought on that? And what is that surprising a bit that Bo Nix hasn't maybe tied down that top starting spot heading into next week?
I mean, not really. T.J. Finley comes from a similar system in LSU. So, you know, I'm sure it's been very difficult for Bo to learn this offense. I mean, not that he can't learn it, but I'm sure, you know, he's kind of started from the same point, you know, that the Finley kid has. So,
right.
You know, the playing field's really level there. And then, you know, It seems like Harsin's giving them both a chance. So I would imagine during these first two games, you know, they'll both have a chance to play, and, you know, we'll go from there.
Yeah, and T.J. being the physical specimen that he is, that really is something that sticks out to you when you've got a guy that's 6'7", and I don't know what he runs, 2.40 or something like that. That's got to be something that a head coach and an offensive coordinator looks at when you're trying to make that decision.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you got to put the guy out there that's going to help you win the most. I mean, that was clear back in 13 when Malzahn made the call to go with Nick. Even when he didn't know all the plays, I mean, he gave us the best chance to win. So, at the end of the day, the coach's got a job to do. So, and that's to win football games. So, whatever happens, I mean, it's business. I mean, these guys are getting paid now. So, you play well and you get to play.
Yeah, you wish you had that sponsor when you were at Auburn, I guess, huh?
No, I think it's good what they're doing. Obviously I would have, that would have been nice. But, at the end of the day, good for those guys. And, but it's real now.
Yeah. I noticed also in the press conference that Coach Harsin mentioned this kind of capsulized Coach Harsin to me. Jackson McFadden, he called the offensive player of the game in the scrimmage the other night, the second scrimmage. He had two touchdown catches at receiver, and he is the holder right now, was the backup holder last season, and was a walk-on from Nashville when he came to Auburn a couple of years ago. That kind of encapsulates Coach Harsin to me, that he would give a guy like Jackson McFadden the publicity after the scrimmage the other night.
Yeah, I mean, the kid's obviously he's obviously doing well. Good for him. It's mm-hmm. It's good that he's making a chance to compete and contribute to the team as a guy on the team. You find out wherever you can wherever you can help, and it sounds like he's doing a great job.
Yeah, I was kind of getting at Coach Harsin though. What do you think of him as a coach so far? What you've heard? I know you haven't been up there a lot, but kind of getting back to the discipline, changing the culture, and the hard-nosed approach, which I think would be right up your alley.
Yeah, I mean, he seems to be extremely extremely disciplined, extremely prepared, extremely demanding, and seems to have a great plan in place. So I look forward to watching him succeed. It seems like he's put really good people around him, and he accepts nothing but the best. I know he ran all the stadiums with the guys this summer. I mean, are you kidding me? That's pretty dang impressive. And I know if I had a coach that did that, I'd run to a wall with him, all good stuff. I mean, just look forward to, it's time to play football. I wish, I wish the COVID was still, away, but I think hopefully they'll be able to get fans back in the stands this year, and we'll get back to, some normalcy, and we'll rock and roll. But, I look forward. I think Harsin's going to do a good job, and we just got to give him an opportunity to get his guys in there and, put his plan to work.
Yeah, we were asking Don Terrius Thomas a little bit ago his expectation for this season, and watching on TV, I think the SEC Network, where they predicted Auburn with 7.2 victories this season. What do you think? Is that a little low, or can they do a little bit better than that?
I don't know. I think we may surprise some people. I mean, I there's one thing. I mean, I'm not going to put a number on it. But I think Harsin's going to have those guys ready to play each and every week, and they're going to go out there to win football games, and anything else is not acceptable in their book. So they're going to do everything in their power to get better each and every day and each and every game, and win football games, because that's the job to be completed.
That is it. Well, Reese, always a pleasure to have you on with us, and look forward to seeing you maybe on the plains this fall for some Auburn football games, and we'll have you on again real soon. Thanks a lot for being with us tonight.
Yeah, thanks, Doug, and War Eagle.
All right, War Eagle. Reese Dismukes, former All-American for the Auburn Tigers, and always good to chat with Reese as we head toward football season. A regular on the show last year. Well, coming toward the end of the show, Michael, great to be here with you tonight at Voodoo Wings Company off of Old Shell Road in Mobile. I know you've got a location in Auburn, and looking forward to some great weeks this fall.
We appreciate you guys coming in and look forward to it. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you very much. Again, some great wings here at the Voodoo Wing Company. And as we mentioned, 18 beers on tap if you want to drop by still tonight. And we'll be here again next Thursday night for Tiger Talk Overtime and taking your calls 343-0106. The Tigers making their way toward game week next week against Akron and then Alabama State the next week before things really get serious in week three as they travel to Penn State and then the LSU Tigers the next week and then an awfully big game as the Georgia Bulldogs travel to take on the Auburn Tigers. It's been fun. Thanks to all our sponsors tonight. Thanks to all of you for listening. And we'll see you next week on Tiger Talk Overtime as Auburn gets ready for Akron. Good night, everybody.